Now, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Well, we're about to meet Kevin Birch, who is the vice chairman of the Executive Committee of Trucking Moves America Forward, or TMAF, if you're in the know. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
So let's get right down to it. Where's my microphone? Oh, there it is. Sorry, I was like talking to nobody there for a second. This is the Dave Newman Weekend Show. Jimmy Mack is making nothing.
Remote errors,
which means very few or remote distances. Talk to us briefly about you have a mascot announcement that's coming up really soon, and I want you to kind of touch on that before we jump into some deeper stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, we're going to add a new family member to the trucking industry today, and as far as naming it. It was almost about a year ago that the concept came up about the fact that we needed to get a mascot, and we introduced the mascot not too long ago at one of the truck stops at Pilot Flying J, and we've had a lot of fun putting out a game plan, if you will, to name the mascot. So we've got thousands of people that have entered the names and whatnot, and today we're going to announce the name of the mascot and a new addition to the trucking industry, because it's long overdue. We should have had a mascot long time ago.
You got up at midnight. You got up at midnight to count these votes, didn't you?
Midnight was a cutoff, and the alarm went off, and then we tabulated. It was all done by computer, and we know we had five that they could choose from. We had over 2,000 people submit names, and narrowed it down to five. And about the last month and a half, people have been emailing in their selections, if you will, on truckingmovesamerica.com.
I was one of those submissions. We promoted it on our Facebook pages. I'm inordinately excited about this announcement. We're going to be on the air, of course. It's going to happen in about 30 minutes. I was hoping that he would tell me what it was, but no, I'm glad he didn't. It's like opening your present before Christmas.
but you know, it's odd that you mentioned that, because I saw everybody that voted, and I know who you voted for.
What are the five finalists, by the way?
Alphabetically, there's five. Axel, Bob Tail, Safety Sammy, Seymour Miles.
Oh,
and
I see what you
wheels.
Did there. Some wheels. Keep it really simple. Now, the thing is, like mascots, it's fun, and it's a really fun kind of fun thing to do. There's a reason behind it. I mean, in terms of, this is all part about promoting the industry, isn't it? I mean, there's a big kind of push behind just this symbol, right?
Well, absolutely, because, you know, I'm a little bit older than probably a lot of the listeners, but in saying that, we went the last 10, 15, 20 years into an image probably downturn, and we've changed that the last few years through Trucking Moves America Forward. And, you know, our goal, if you will, was to really change the image and make people aware of what we do. We thought that possibly, does it make any difference whether you're a truckload or LTL, whether you're a reefer or a flatbedder, if you're union or non-union, you're a professional man and woman behind the wheel driving America's economy, if you will. So that's where the TMAF really got going. And from that, it was a year ago that, like I said, over there at Indianapolis with the rubber duck that they use so much. And that's where the concept came from, because the kids were gravitating to the to the duck. The drivers were. The pictures were being taken. Mm-hmm. And so we hired a firm in New York, and they came up with this this mascot concept, and so that's where it came. But we need to improve that image.
Well, you guys have already made inroads. I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday about this, but your organization, and you know, spearheaded, you know, through your efforts, has really kind of done a great job bringing the image of the trucker back up to where it actually belongs. I mean, there are more people have a favorable view of truckers as an industry over the last couple of years since your organization has started this kind of push.
Absolutely, and public polling that we did recently shows that the more that you ask somebody or about our industry and whatnot, and they know something about the trucking, the more that they know about it, the better it is than how we're perceived and what we do every day. And what's interesting on that is that a lot of times we just need to tell our story. And this is a great venue, a great road to take, if you will, to tell people what we do and why we do what we do every day.
Yeah, because the thing about a mascot is it's the beginning of a conversation. It's like the way to start it, you know, the idea.
Well, the example I've said many times, you know, I wear my I Love Heart truck button so many places, and, you know, I was able to, our group, to pin the president. But that is a conversation starter of our industry. And this mascot's going to be a conversation starter for the younger people. They've never had any dealings with a mascot before. Yesterday and the day before, I was just amazed at how many people wanted to stop the mascot and get a picture.
We got one of her.
I think I scared him a little bit. I came at him running with my arms open.
I got to tell you, we put it on Facebook, and we had like over 100 likes of people just absolutely thrilled about it. You know, and that's important too, because you had made mention of the fact that we, you know, the industry is looking at needing to get more younger people into it. That we have, that we're looking for. That there are a lot of jobs out there that are available, and that people's perception of the industry is maybe preventing younger people from getting involved. And now that we're kind of, you guys have gone to this effort to improve it, it's interesting to see how that's going to affect the long term trends and who comes to work as a trucker as well. Isn't that kind of the case?
Oh, absolutely. And this is another avenue, if you will, because the timing is really important right now, because we've got what we call an autonomous trucking or driverless trucks. We've got people saying, you know, is this an industry? Where is it going in the future? And this is just another avenue to tell our story, if you will. And if the mascot is part of that puzzle, to say, hey, by the way, here's an opportunity. Because we may have technology movements like we have in the last 15, 20 years. And moving forward, we may have autonomous trucking. But that's so far out right now. And probably it's going to be more like driver assist. And that's what I've been speaking around the country. Because it's not driverless.
Mm-hmm.
And so the mascot, just like the button, just like different things, is a good way. We've already got some state associations, some organizations already wanting the truck, the mascot. How do I get it? How much is it? What's the story on it? So we've got a lot of, the mascot's going to be busy. He or she, we don't know the name yet, has been pretty busy the last couple months.
You're making a lot of appearances. You had a question?
Kevin, I know you have to head down to the announcement pretty soon, but before you go, let's talk about the driver age gap a little bit.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been accused over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years of saying that there's a driver shortage, and then some people say there isn't a driver shortage. If you really look at it, statistics show we need between 900 and 1 million professional men and women to become drivers in the next 10 years. We're an aging workforce, and we haven't done a bad job in trying to get people in our industry. We've done a pathetically poor job. And what we're trying to do is change that. And every year, I feel if we get more people interested in it, because our average age of a driver is around 56, 57, and compared to other occupations, that's old. Now, I'm older than that, so I got to be careful how I talk about ages, but there's a lot of us getting older. And for some reason, a lot of drivers just are giving up as far as telling their trade, telling their story. There are some that want to talk to you till the cows come home, but there are other drivers that just say, you know what, let them learn on their own, and it's probably, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to talk about the industry. But we need to tell the story, because we move America's goods, and there's a lot of drivers out there that need to tell what they've been doing, because a lot of drivers have put kids through school, became doctors and accountants, or they've been businessmen, or they bought a truck, their dad had a truck, now they've got a truck, and now they've got two or three trucks. There's a lot of success stories. Right. And those stories happen because of the trucking industry. So those are the things that we want to get out.
You know, it kind of nicely dovetails our previous guest, the idea that, you know, with more and more millennials moving into the workforce in regards to this workforce, too, they're always looking for ways to kind of, you know, they're looking for experiences. I can't think of a more interesting experience than being behind the wheel of a truck. I mean, some of the people we have met this weekend, the story of the eight days to Alaska alone, one guy, 50 years, made a wonderful living going from Dallas to Alaska. It took him 8 days to get there, and just moving across frozen bridges. I mean, and he just, every time he spoke about it, he would just light up. It was just remarkable. So there's a lot of adventure out there for people who are willing to take the risks and jump into the profession.
Well, and let's face it, a lot of the younger people, if you will, they've gotten stagnant in some jobs or whatnot. We've heard about the cubicle-itis, you know. We might be in a cubicle in a truck, but trust me, the things that are happening in front and on the left and the right and everything else around you, plus you can see America, and plus you're moving America's goods. I think there's a common thread with all drivers, and I've said this for a long time. There is a feeling of accomplishment when you pick up something, you deliver it safely at the other end, and you made a difference. You completed your task. And I think there's a lot of us that do things, and we don't get that reward. and that feeling that, you know, we work on a project in our desk for 2-3 weeks or whatever, a driver really can get a lot of good experiences, and those are the things that I think that we need to tell.
It's remarkable. I think it's remarkable, and I can't thank you enough for joining us today. It's been great visiting with you. Thank
great.
You so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Claire Marie and I will be back. Tell us about, I guess, one more time.
Oh, this was Kevin Birch. He's the vice chairman of the Executive Committee of Trucking Moves America Forward. And you can visit them at truckingmovesamerica.com.
Before you leave, Kevin, I have one quote from you. It's from our Western of the Week. I won't tell you the title yet, but it kind of goes back to what you just said. It sums up trucking as well. There are three times in a man's life when he has a right to yell at the moon: when he marries his children, when he comes home, and when he finishes a job that he had to be crazy to start in the first place. And that kind of sums up trucking right there.
Finishing
that job.
Well, thanks for having me here, and thanks for letting me tell my story.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Take care.